there has been a tenfold increase in the number of Buddhists in Europe and America over the last 40 years. Most observers put the figure at between 2 to 3 million practicing Buddhists in America, with the number of Buddhist sympathizers estimated at over 10 million. The Shaolai Temple is one example of the modern expansionism of Buddhism. Many Buddhists come to the Shaolai Temple for worship. Others come to practice meditation. In the West, there's recently been great interest in yoga, simply as a way to keep fit and as a form of meditation. Yoga has its roots in Indian traditions that predate both Hinduism and Buddhism, and it's sometimes used by Hindus to assert mind over matter. For Buddhists, yoga's key purpose is to achieve personal enlightenment. It is a very ancient philosophy, Buddhism, but in some ways, do you think it's very suited to American life? Because it does have this kind of can-do attitude.
It's very suited to America. One reason is that we've been materialistic. We're known for it. And I found in my experience, it doesn't get you to where you want to be. And I can't believe that I'm alone in that. I can't believe that. It offers reasons why that is. I'm sure other people like me who can't understand why all this stuff didn't make them happy would be looking for something else. So I'm not surprised that it is popular. It's not against any other religion, and it's not against science. It's very in line with everything.